1240 AM WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli Sooli Radio Hour. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host of all our show is present to you to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Right.
And Mike Haggerty, Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oak Lawn, Illinois. Joining me as always to my left is twin brother Billy. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
And the greatest person in the world, Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
Hello, boys.
Everybody have a good St. Patty's Day weekend. It's over. It's done.
Yeah, it's it.
It's over.
Good times.
You know? Next up, we get ready for April Fool's Day.
Get ready for Easter, baby.
I actually had corned beef and cabbage tonight for dinner that my girlfriend cooked. We waited until it was all over to have it. And sure. It was actually quite nice at the end. Like, goodbye.
Yeah. Nice send off.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Happy to be done with it then.
I'm done with it. I mean, we cheers to it at dinner. We're like, here's to the end of the season. Thank God it's over.
Yeah, now it's a cakewalk. Now you got April Fool's Day, little chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken on your friends.
Yep.
And then
opening day baseball for the Cubs and White Sox.
That's big. Then you got Easter, 4th of July.
Tax day.
Stupid crap in between. My birthday.
What do we got coming up? Oh, we got April Fool's Day.
Mother's
Day.
Memorial Day.
My birthday. D-Day.
Well, good. I'm glad everybody had a nice weekend. It was our kind of, Bill, it was our birthday weekend.
It was, yes.
What'd you get for your birthday?
It's nothing special. My wife and I went out. We went to the Big Ten tournament.
You watched some basketball.
We did.
Who'd you see?
Go to the downtown parade.
Yeah, that's smart.
We said, okay, we'll go to the Big Ten tournament. Michigan was playing Minnesota.
Nice.
And Wisconsin played Michigan State.
Good games?
I got there in the second half of the first game, fourth quarter of the first game, late second half of the first, and then we stayed and hung out for the entire second game, Michigan versus Minnesota. Blowout, Michigan won.
Okay, fine.
More importantly,
yeah,
we had a suite, all right?
Nice.
They're meatballs and hot dogs, God, you know, nice. And the beers and
God.
Bottles of vodka and more bottles of vodka. Mm-hmm. And interesting people to be around.
Yeah,
sure.
Anyway, we had the suite tickets. My mother-in-law's like, I don't know who's going to be in there all day because we share the box. All right.
Right.
And I was like, with who? And she was like, it could get weird in there. And she was like, Melanie Hobson's company, the investment firm that she runs here in Chicago. Right. She's mm-hmm. married to George Lucas.
Okay.
And she's a stud in the hedge game. Right. And then, Eric Lefkofsky, the founder of Groupon and Light Bank.
You're with Lefkofsky.
Billionaire Eric Lefkofsky.
Okay.
$2.4 billion he was worth when I Wikipedia'd him. right in front of him. That's Lefkofsky.
He showed it to him.
He's here?
Like 5 feet away from you and you're Googling
5
him.
Feet? He was like 3 feet from me with
hey,
his
Lefkofsky,
kids.
Is this
and
true?
I go, is that Lefkofsky? It is, you know? And even when we walked in, people were like, hey, how are you? Nice to meet you. You know, I'm with, this company.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, nice to meet you. And they go, Eric Lefkofsky, right there. You know, like, even they were pointed out, you know? Like, he's here. I go, yeah, I see him. Nice guy.
Great.
And then I'm like, I got to say something to him, you know?
Hey, Lefkofsky.
My wife went to the bathroom. And
you're like, this is my in while she's gone. So
right.
She won't be embarrassed.
He went into the suite to, you know, grab some nachos or something, you know.
You're like, there
you go.
It's
a family day for Lefkofsky, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, do I say something to him right now, you know? And I'm like, eh. So sure. I went and got a Diet Coke and was making a hot dog. And I go, Eric? He goes, yeah. I go, Patty Houlihan, we're LinkedIn.
No, you didn't.
He loved it.
Come on.
He goes, probably, you know, and giggled and walked back to his seat.
And sprinkled jalapenos on his nachos.
Yeah.
And then he licked my face and walked back to his seat.
Wow.
Lefkofsky.
Were you like, that's cool. I met a LinkedIn guy.
You should have stole his wallet.
Sure. Okay.
Eric.
They don't care. Billionaires don't carry money.
Eric.
They don't carry anything.
No, they just go, I'm Eric, and where do I sign?
They carry like one like black titanium credit card.
It says Eric on it.
The Eric card.
The Eric card.
The Eric Platinum card.
Yeah.
American Express welcomes you to the Eric event.
The Eric experience.
Uh-huh.
The Eric is just a nice card. Very nice card.
The Eric. Sounds like a hotel.
What does your dad do for a living? Creates credit card brands. Got a new one coming out called the Eric. What kind of what's an Eric user like on the platform? You know,
you gotta have.
He's quiet. He hangs out at Bulls games, but he spends $10,000 a week.
You gotta have at least $2 billion to even get the card. Right, back
do you think away, that, do you think that when you went and said hello to him that there were other people watching, like, look at this guy going for
no,
it.
There was no, what I'm getting at was that there was nobody there.
Yeah.
You know? I was respecting his privacy, but I said hello, and that was my little joke. We're LinkedIn, you know? And he just smiled and went, probably.
You should have slapped him.
Slap? Yeah.
An open face slap.
That here's my chance. I either try to play nice or I attack him for the press.
No, this is a slap. Not a, this is a nice
man
slap.
Slaps Groupon owner at Big Ten Tourney Challenge.
Hard slap on the back, maybe? How about these games?
You know, like, yeah.
How are you? Ha! You know? Big crack in the shoulder blade. Like.
Yeah.
Go Blue!
Welcome to the real world, Eric.
Is he a Michigan grad?
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay, oh, okay, there you fine. Go. Yeah, that's sure. Why he was blowing it up.
It was fun.
I like this time of year. The basketball starting up. It's real nice.
And it had kind of a St. Patrick's Day vibe. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. That box was like, I felt so. It was super nice to just hang out and like watch a game up close like that.
Yeah,
it's very cool.
It's nice to be rich.
Yeah. It's nice to have these things and privileged things.
Is it though? Is it?
I guess.
You'd have just as much fun sitting in section 308.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would. Depends on who you're with.
Exactly. It's all about who you're with. And I went with my wife, and we were celebrating our birthdays. And
Was it the best birthday ever, Pat?
No. No. But then we went out. We went to Crossroads afterwards.
Sure.
Jumped on the trolley.
Yep. Okay.
United Center has a trolley.
Yeah.
Matt Breen was driving the trolley for Crossroads.
Sounds like,
climb
safe.
On in. And then, you know, it was St. Patrick's Day revelers as well. The parade had let out a few hours earlier.
It must have been madness.
The revelers had entered the streets of the West Loop.
I had some of those people.
And
the Shirish?
The Shirish. The Miller Lite Shirish had arrived.
Watch out, Shirish. 3 o'clock.
Shirish at 3 o'clock.
I did myself a favor and listened to the police scanner on St. Patrick's
Day. There you
night.
Go. Well, you know, I'm sure there are people that went to that parade that had only wished if they had had some oatmeal, you know.
They wouldn't have woken up in jail if they had oatmeal that morning.
They would not have.
No. But it's, you know, I thought about that. Like, on Saturday, I was a little tired on Saturday because I went out on Friday.
Yep.
We went to Mom and Dad's and we celebrated all of our birthdays together.
We did.
Which was nice. And then we went out after that for a little bit. Purchased some squares in the NCAA pool.
Thought you were talking about cigarettes.
No. Squares. It's squares time of the year, too. Everyone's like, you got squares? Anybody know where I can get in anywhere?
I can't handle
it. I won't say on the air where I got those squares, but...
I never do that stuff. I never win. It's a waste of time.
It's fun. It's exciting. It's usually an impulse buy when you're drinking.
You're better off going ripping the slots for a half hour.
How much is it?
Actually, you have much better odds getting a square than playing slots.
For sure.
Right.
You have much better odds playing squares.
Play the squares, not the pushies.
Play the squares, not the pushies.
Yes.
Mr. Lefkowski, squares or pushies?
Yeah.
Or LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Squares or pushies.
You should have linked your arm into his.
I had some parade revelers in there, and I got hit with them probably at around, I was tired, so it was probably at around like 4 o'clock that
in the
like
morning?
A mini hangover kind of hit me from the night before.
Oh,
I felt okay, and then all of a sudden, like at 4 o'clock, I started getting real busy. You know, and I'm like, I don't like this. And I wasn't like feeling it. And I have my regulars that are there obviously every Saturday, and then, I mean they've been coming in for 20 years. These guys got their own spots at the bar that they like to have. I'm not gonna tell them on St. Patrick's Day. Can you move so Joe Schmo with, you know, the sock on his head can, you know, sit there
come
today?
Get hammered?
Yeah.
So I kind of, like, we put a couple chairs up for these guys before the revelers came in because we're like, all right, we'll kind of reserve this corner of the bar because we know that those guys will come in. And they did come in for a little bit. And the music. the music situation, there's always that guy that's like, turn it up as loud as possible, you know?
And that's I'm like, Patrick's Day?
I'm like, it's up, man.
What
like,
kind
I,
of
I'm
music?
Not going any louder, and my regulars are ready to strangle you.
Like shipping right? up to Boston, that nonsense?
All kinds of just garbage. Yeah. You never, you know, I'm like, what? You know, rap music on St. Patrick's Day. And, you know, these guys at the end of the bar, they're in the, like, 60s. These Irish guys, their heads are ready to explode, you know? They're, like, invading, you know, they're like, these people are invading my neighborhood bar, you know, like, and
they
I should know better. I get it. So finally, though, I'm getting looked at like the bartender, like, you could police this in one way, or, you know, like, whose side are you really on here? You know, you're getting those kind of looks.
Right.
And you're like, ugh. You got one guy who's got the
Billy
music
versus
blaring.
The Millennials.
It is. It was Billy versus the Millennials. And you know who won? Billy.
What'd you do? Throw on some Willie Nelson?
I just turned it off. I turned it all the way down. I put the controller next to me, and I was like, if I don't like what it is, I'm skipping it. And the guy's like, hey, man, the music. And I go, hey, man, you're on a pub crawl. You're going to have what? One or two drinks here? I've never seen you before in my life. And I've got 30 other people over here who are every weekend. Who wins this argument? I don't care. Go down the street. You know, he's drinking $1.50 drafts, and I'm supposed to bend over backwards for this guy.
Billy's heated.
You know?
Right.
Wow. That's just the nature of the, you know, I'm like, dollar, you know, that's the other thing. $1.50 draft guy. I don't like you, $1.50 draft guy.
The bartender who doesn't like the $1.50 draft guy.
Start serving him.
I know, unless he's a very nice person and he's quiet. I don't like the $1.50 draft guy who's obnoxious, loud, he's falling asleep at my bar. You know, that guy, he can go squat in the back alley
somewhere.
He probably does. But I'll tell you one thing.
Tell me one thing, Billy.
If you have your McCann's Irish Oatmeal every morning,
go.
This is what it's always leading to.
Yep. You never, ever have to be that $1.50
beer
guy.
You never have to squat in darkness.
You'll never squat in darkness. You'll never be the $1.50 beer guy. You'll never be the guy who is rude. You'll change the world for the better, especially on St. Patrick's Day.
Show's presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. More Hooli's Hooli after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooli sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooli Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil's soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley.
Welcome back to Hooley's Hooley. St. Patrick's Day week is over. Yes. I had something awful.
Yeah, you came in one pearl short of a necklace.
I've lost a tooth. Okay? I've lost.
You didn't lose it.
A tooth died in my head, and they pulled it out of my head.
And whose fault is that?
See? You sound like the dentist now. And whose fault is that? If you had flossed the tooth, you wouldn't be in the situation that you're in now.
You should get a water pick.
Uh-huh.
That's what everybody says. Oh, yeah, water picks are going to save
there,
the day.
Yeah, hose down your teeth for an hour every night.
Hose down your teeth every night.
Get all the crap
Honey,
out of
I got to go hose down the teeth.
I got to get this crud out of my teeth.
I wouldn't have been missing this tooth had I hosed my teeth down every night.
It feels
my
good
dad had a water pick when we were growing up.
Yeah, I can't see the accuracy there.
I don't know.
Who cares about water picks? I lost a tooth.
Hold on.
Okay? A second premolar bicuspid on the left-hand side upper.
Oh, a bicusp?
I've had it. I've been trying to save this tooth for years. It's been problems. At first,
did you name this tooth?
Maybe we should name it posthumously.
Yeah, let's name
it. Yeah, it's gone. I buried that tooth.
Let's name it Jeff.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Jeff, I'm pretty heartbroken about you,
big guy,
about your departure. Okay,
yeah.
It's really putting a crink in the company.
So what did? They took a pliers and just whacked it out.
Well, that's how I went. This Jeff,
yeah,
okay, it's been giving me hell for about 2 years.
All right,
and what first happened was the tooth just cracked, right?
Right,
a healthy tooth.
Yeah,
I was sitting at home and I was like, "Oh, what?"
But what were you eating?
Like a Dorito or something, you know? I don't remember.
That ruins the whole experience.
Like, no, it was probably like a pistachio. It was something hard. It's always a nut or a piece of candy.
You take the shell off?
And I went in, and I had been a grinder for years.
There you
bruxism is what they call it. So you get little cracks in your teeth from grinding your teeth, and then eventually one of your teeth decides to, you know,
it just cracks,
break
off
a leg on
you.
You go, "Oh,
oh boy."
And that happened to Jeff early in his childhood. All right.
Yeah, so Jeff had problems.
Jeff was in his mid-20s when he broke his first bone with me.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And I had him fixed.
Uh-huh.
And then he broke again.
Uh-huh.
And now he's dead.
I had him fixed. And then he really broke again. And I got a poor buildup waiting for a crown.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you following me?
Uh-huh.
It kind of...
And then my core buildup over the weekend died, okay?
Sure.
All of a sudden, there was an infection in my... This is the worst toothache I have ever had. Ever.
Yeah.
All right? Mm-hmm. I was in agony. Yeah. Absolute agony. Jeff was really mad.
Was being a son of a bitch.
All right?
Just like pounding Advils to try to kill it?
Yes. I was pounding ibuprofen and...
eating candy canes.
Freaking whiskey.
No, like, you know, trying to do some acupuncture things in between my hand, you know, massaging my hand.
Cutting your hand with a knife?
No, and none of that. And, you know, I put in some of that numbing stuff, you know.
Yeah,
I was the guy at Walgreens going, "Where's the dental pain relief stuff?
My mouth is bugging me."
That's when you're like, why am I? I'm in the dental pain relief aisle a little too much.
Uh-huh. What's your name, darling? My molars all messed up. Where's the nummy numb gel?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where's the nummy nummy numb numb gel? My tooth hurts.
My tooth hurt.
And there's no sale on whiskey.
But this is the beginning of a Willie Nelson song. My tooth hurts and there's no sale on whiskey.
There's no sale on whiskey.
Here's the Orajel.
Anyway.
Where's the Orajel?
mm-hmm.
Okay, yes.
In a weird way, though.
So Jeff went nuts, okay?
Yeah.
My second premolar bicuspid on the left-hand side.
Yeah, no one knows what that means. Upper back.
Upper. And it's noticeable that I smile. I went in. Jeff
kinda
was...
you kind of look like a horse a little.
Well, you dip your... You see, when you do that laugh, you're dipping your lower bottom lip
into the
to
gap.
To make it look more horsey.
Yeah.
I certainly have for a comedic element. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You're accentuating. Now, yeah, the
you get a missing tooth. All of a sudden, you're like, I guess this is gonna have to be part of my act now. You know.
It's who you are.
How do I incorporate this into the bit?
I've had a lot of.
Because this is gonna be like this for about 7 months.
Uh-huh.
So, you best be getting a personality, and you best be getting a sense of humor about your tooth.
You better grow soon. You grow your face around that missing tooth. It becomes a part of you. You'll get used to it.
That's what the southern dentist says, too. After, he goes, you're going to have to grow your face into this missing tooth. Clutch my hand while she pulls. You're going to feel pressure. And then if you feel pain, clutch my hand.
Annie Rose, get the pliers out of my truck.
Anyway, I call MUDS. I have to go to MUDS again. Yeah. Okay. Midwest University
Dental School.
Dental
specialist.
Yes.
Okay.
Would they give you a sophomore?
No, they gave me a
real doctor. Wisecracking sophomore?
No, they gave you a real doctor and a couple of students. You know? But there's, last year of
med school.
Dental school.
With bad head, they don't really want to be there.
No, the guy was like, let's take a look. What happened?
Oh,
you know?
Oh, boy.
Is it the tooth that we think it is? You know,
is this Jeff again?
Yeah, right? They're like... Is Jeff back? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Jeff has returned. You know, it's causing me quite a bit of pain in my head. You know.
All right. Yeah. So what they do to you?
He said, "Well, let's see if we can save Jeff. You know, we always want to do our best to try to save a tooth. Let's see what's going on." I was like praying to God, please just let them. It's got to just be that the core buildup broke. Just bond a new one back on there.
Never.
Give me a shot. And some antibiotics, and I'll come back and get the crown.
It's not gonna happen.
And the guy looked at it and he went, "Oof,
this has got to come out ASAP. Yeah. This is cold blue."
Exactly. And then I was like, he said that to me, and I was like, "Come on, man, we're not pulling this thing today, dude." He was like, "We're probably gonna have to remove this tooth, you know?" And I was like,
"Immediately."
I was like,
"You would call me the day before."
I was like, "This can't be."
But you're like, "I think this is it. I think it's probably gonna have to go out." And I was like, "But I could see you at the, like, driving you crazy in your mind, even though you're in pain, just thinking about like, how am I gonna look with this thing if they pull it out?" And then thinking to the guy like, "There aren't any other medical practices that you guys have ever done before on that we can try on this tooth.
Can't
we
just
can
trim it.
Can you like stick something in my gum to make it numb for like the next 8 months while I develop a kitty full of money to figure out
8 months? How about 8 years?
Yeah, could you just hit me in the face with a hammer?
All right, so the guy,
can we just mummify this sucker for a little while under a couple $100?
So they started the process.
The guy at MUDS is like, "Bye bye."
Yeah, the guy at MUDS is like, "Open up, let's take a look at what the situation is."
And he look at it right away and go,
"He goes, yeah, I see it."
What were the students doing at this point? Taking notes?
They were looking. They're the ones who do the first examination, and then they're like, "All right, bring
dead
the doctor."
What do you think, Gash?
So they bring over the dentist and there's several dentists working with a bunch of group of students.
This place sounds fascinating.
I'm going.
So the guy comes over and he goes, "What happened?" And he goes, "Oh, hey, how are you? I remember seeing you here before."
Yeah.
He goes, "Same tooth again?" I go, "Yeah." They're used to this. This is triage dentistry, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, I go, "Yeah," and you know, the guy's like,
Time to come out.
Yeah. Time to lay Jeff.
This
to
is
bed.
Jeremy. This is Jeremy. He's a sophomore. He's gonna numb you up.
Yeah. We're gonna remove
what
Jeff.
What did Jeff
from
look
your
like?
Head? No.
What did Jeff look like when they pulled him out?
He was
just like, a jagged rock.
He was mangled, dude.
He's like a rock you find on the street.
It was like a peanut shell with just like a root.
It's the most disgusting thing. Anybody has asked me all week.
Wow.
What did it look like? Yes.
Well, why wouldn't you?
What's wrong with this guy? I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard. Well, what did it look like?
I'm sure it was very.
He probably had a.
If it was pretty, they wouldn't have pulled it out of my head.
That's correct.
You probably had a seminar at that school. They just put that thing on display.
Jeff is in the front lobby of MUDS.
They brought in professors from Sweden to look at it. Talk about
they
it.
They asked me. They did ask me, Bill.
This is one of the most disturbing cases of rot tooth we've ever seen.
Jeff.
Even at the University of Stendon. Patty's
second premolar bicuspid, Jeff.
Jeff, okay. The mangled tooth.
They did ask you what? Would you like to
after
take a look at it?
After they yanked it out of my, at first I was like...
Patty's sitting here with a face covered in tears.
He's laughing.
Like his cat just died.
Yeah. Okay, yes. They asked you...
Because there's you know, comedy and pain, man.
I'm
like, this is pain for me, dude. This hurts. Like, it hurts my ego. Like, this was a big kick, you know? I was like... What do you mean? You know? The first time they saw it. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, we're gonna need to do an extraction.
You gotta pull
today.
This peanut out of your head. USOB.
I went, they gave me other options too. You know?
Which were
the doctor came in, he was
cork
like
cork it.
They actually did give me the cork it option. Like there was
put a diamond in there.
Well, the guy said, he goes, some people aren't always mentally prepared, you know, that they're going to lose this tooth eventually. He goes, but it's done, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, there's not enough left of it
to work around.
To work around on the bone because you had chipped it away so bad.
Oh, right. You know?
It's a broken tooth.
Right, right.
Just get it out.
It's a broken tooth.
It's a broken tooth. Did any Irish people help you make this decision?
No. They said, tough it out, mate, tough it out.
Tough it out, lad, it's a broken tooth.
The pain will go away. You're going to lose a tooth? Let the tooth rot out on its own.
Aesthetically. You still got your health.
Yeah.
I'd like to dedicate this episode to Jeff.
Sorry, Jeff.
Jeff the mangled tooth.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jeff, I got to see him. I did get to see him on his way out. The guy, after he pulled it out of my head. Pressure. And I was like, oh.
Oh, man, it's horrible.
You know, I'm like, oh, God.
I had like five pulled at once. It
wasn't as painful as I thought it would be, you know?
Yeah.
But it was not pleasant.
When I was like 12,
they're like rocking it, you know?
It's horrible.
Oh.
My dentist had his knee on my chest at one point.
Oh, wow.
I was like 12. I had teeth coming out of my gums. I mean, I had like 60 teeth.
Jeez.
And the uppers only.
Anyway.
And they started yanking them left and right. It's rough. Yeah. God bless you. You're going to be all right. You know, do some push-ups.
Now I have this big gap in my tooth.
Can't smoke. It's bad for it.
I haven't had a cigarette in three days.
Nicotine makes it weird.
That's good.
I haven't had, like, it's a good thing. Like, something I need to use this experience to cure something bad about myself now. You know?
Right.
Oh, you don't want to get a dry socket? Don't smoke for 4 days. How about never smoking again? Use this opportunity to not smoke again. You won't be losing any more teeth.
You know what you should do?
This would feel losing. I have beautiful teeth, listeners. Let me explain this. Aesthetically, I have really nice teeth.
Yeah, so this is a shock.
To lose a tooth was like, what?
It's like losing a finger.
It's very noticeable. it is like losing a finger because it's very visible. You know, it's like, ooh.
Well, it's something you've had. You looked at it every day your whole life.
You know?
Yeah. You and Jeff had a band.
But people are very judgmental, you know?
Well, what's worse?
What do
you know? You let something like this go for long enough, and you become that guy, like, how are you? You know? People are like, uh-huh. You know?
You become
they look at you a little differently.
You become Mrs. Rudy.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Mrs. Rudy, one of our teachers growing up, who had not very nice trappers.
I'm just saying, or Narcissus, even.
Sure.
What's worse? balding or Jeff leaving your life?
Well, you got both going on.
I want I'll tell you what. I kind of want Jeff back.
Yeah. Well, listen. You know how much worse.
Actually, I don't know. Maybe balding, because you can get you can get hair implants too.
One or the other, sir.
But teeth implants are much nicer than hair implants.
Hey, you don't know how good you got it. What if it was both of your front teeth?
Right. Yeah.
You know? Come on. Then you'd be a real Daryl.
You're like Leon Spinks walking around with no front teeth.
Except you didn't fight anybody.
Exactly.
You just eat candy canes too much when you're little.
Yeah. I would do everything in my power to get those teeth back. I mean, there would be a GoFundMe going down.
Why don't you start a GoFundMe for Jeff?
Yeah, save Jeff.
Save Jeff.
Yep.
My premolar bicuspid.
Yeah, put that in parentheses. My premolar bicuspid.
Save Jeff.
You might raise $100,000.
Hibernian Transmedia for our birthdays did, however, put a birthday fundraiser out.
Yeah.
I did for the Hoolies Hoolie.
I saw that.
I could give a shout out to Scott Elza.
Thanks, Scotty.
God bless.
Give a shout out to Nello Ferrara.
Thanks, Nello.
For our Fitness Factory. Check that out. Said that I'd give them a shout out. They're in Forest Park. Great spot if you're looking to get in shape.
Place is awesome.
It is pretty awesome. And then a slew of others that I'll list off as the show proceeds.
I think I saw Mike Raspitello made an investment.
Mike, yes, he did.
Thank you, Mike. Our old friend. And the
haven't seen him in about
the
boss
at
years.
The blog called October, which is all about craft beer, if you want to check that out.
Anyway.
So, yeah.
Pat.
Well, I'm sorry, man. You know,
you're gonna be all right.
It's hard to lose something. Like, you're like, it's your birthday and then like it's just ripped away from you. Like
you're
that.
Too. Yeah. Well, Jeff left me. He was like, "This is Jeff's our last birthday
made
weekend."
Made it to 39,
buddy.
And then I'm out.
Right.
He's gone. That's it. It's like Goodfellas when they killed Tommy. And that's that. Move on.
Yeah.
Story of my bicuspid, Jeff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You should run up a hill, stand on it, and take a deep breath.
Well, anyway, okay.
You could take a flight. You know, you could call one of our cousins and see if they could help you out up in Buffalo, New York.
We could.
That's always been
my other thought. Is like, God,
you got dentists in your family.
I have dentists in the family.
To get a gold tooth.
If he'll do it on the side for me for cost, you know. Be like, hey, cuz, I'm in a spot here.
You should drive there.
I need
film the entire experience.
My cousin, the year my cousins gave me new teeth.
The year Jeff came back.
My cousins fixed my teeth.
When Jeff returned.
The return of Jeff.
Try and get Glenn Close to take the ride with you.
Really?
Glenn Close is starring in the movie The Return of Jeff.
She plays Jeff.
She's the voice of Jeff.
I don't want to leave Patty's mouth.
Is this an animated children's feature all of a sudden?
Could be.
Patty's Tooth Jeff? Actually, that works better for four-year-olds. They understand Jeff.
My dead tooth Jeff.
My dead tooth Jeff.
I like the idea.
A book about teeth for kids.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Right?
That could be a top seller, New York Times.
We could, by Dead Tooth Jeff. I picture me on the cover of a book with a missing tooth.
Well, there were lots of guys that probably
sell thousands of copies.
There were lots of guys like you at the
shirtless.
Shirtless with like a trucker hat on. You know?
Pulling your cheek back.
Pulling my cheek back.
Look at my missing molar. Right.
For 13 and up, you know?
Well,
like,
I'll tell you one thing. There were lots of guys.
I swear a little bit in the book. It's like, I don't get crazy, but it's an adolescent book.
You go
book
on rants about political rants. It's not really about teeth at all.
Yeah, right. Well, there were lots of guys in the $1.50 the $1.50 draft club that have lost Jeffs before in their lives. Right?
There sure are.
Yeah.
There sure are.
Didn't you say the gentleman that you met who was hanging out with the witch had bad teeth?
That's how it starts.
Exactly. Next thing you know, someone walks up to you and says, I can fix that for you. And they're a witch. And you're cursed.
And you get a witchy spell put on you because you got a bad tooth. And that's how it all starts.
Yep.
Once you have a Jeffco, it's a domino.
You got to step up your game.
You got to go, oh my gosh, what are we going to do?
It's an emergency.
It is a big time emergency. And
you got to get after it.
And a wake up call. And I'm like, oh man.
I
got to get a new tooth.
I try not to let dental problems linger for more than like 2 weeks.
I was shocked by the loss of Jeff.
Okay? It's horrible.
Shocked. I didn't think that he'd be leaving me on that day.
You were shot through the heart.
Shot through the heart. And Jeff's too late. You should have brushed your teeth yesterday. You know?
Should have brushed your teeth yesterday.
What the heck? I don't know.
What are you gonna put? You should put something cool in place of Jeff.
I thought about putting a gold tooth there, getting kind of fun kinky. With it, getting kinky with it. Now that Jeff's got, I might get a little kinky with it. Get a gold tooth.
Get a rubber tooth.
Get a rubber tooth. Get a gold tooth.
Get a glow in
Do
the dark.
Do they have rubber tooths?
Get a diamond tooth.
Get a glow in the dark molar.
Glow in the dark. I got a glow in the dark.
Hold
molar.
On a second. I think I just thought of an ingenious.
Hit me.
Idea.
Go.
For Billy's Toys.
Yep.
You know, they're making mouth guards out there where they're like, you know, they mold into your teeth.
Yeah, sure.
Why couldn't we come up with something like, you know, to replace the hole where Jeff was? We get different tints and shades of whiteness that can fit people's teeth. And all it is, you know, you stick it in that hole of where it's at.
Yeah.
And then you bite down. In that little space.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And it creates, you know, the little indentations on the bottom of the tooth. And then, you know, while it's in there, you kind of go to a newer, like, see if you can make it round it out a little bit. Or just fill the hole. But then there's like...
What is like Bill a little, talking there's like, about?
There's like a little tab.
Infomercial. It's been added.
I've got it.
Yeah, Bill's talking about sticking Play-Doh.
We sell them
anywhere.
For $8.99.
Yeah, like one tooth molds, just like
one tooth molds for $8.99.
One tooth
do it
molds.
At home.
That's
different
your
shades, different colors.
One tooth molds by Pat and Bill.
I think we're on to something here, guys. And I think we better
$59.95. One tooth molds.
$59.95. No, we don't get greedy with this. $8.99. Well, it'll get them made for you know.
Make them in China for $50.
$3. Pretty well, soon. After shipping and cost and everything,
I got a guy. I got a guy.
My
there.
Daddy got a 3D printer. He made himself all new teeth, his own teeth. Never run out of teeth with this 3D printer.
I got a friend in Hong Kong that'll hook you up with the plastics or whatever you need.
I have bad teeth. Oh, yeah? I got a friend in Hong Kong. We'll hook you up with some plastics.
You actually might be able to go
take care of your teeth.
You might be able to go down to Chinatown and find something tip. Down there. They might be able to find you a tooth down there.
I mean, yeah, realistically, you got to do something quick.
Wait, realizing I do have to do something quick. Bill goes, oh, you should go down to Chinatown. I bet you get a tooth in Chinatown.
They got everything fake and cheap down there.
You could probably get one, you know.
Like, you gotta buy cuspid anywhere. And they bring you into a back room. A guy pulls out a tray. He's like, this one? And you're like, yeah. And he's like, $8. And you're like, give me 10 of them.
You just bought 10 black market bicuspids in the back of a Chinese outfit.
You're going to jail.
Store in Little China.
Excuse me, sir. Yes, Your Honor. You just bought 10 bicuspids out of a briefcase in Chinatown?
Yeah. You see it on, like, America's Most Evil or the gangsters. He was dealing bicuspids out of the back of his little shop over on, you know, wherever.
All
down.
Right. Sure.
Okay.
Well, it was nice to know you, Jeff.
Sorry,
see
Jeff.
See you in hell.
Okay.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Nice to know you, Jeff. See you in hell. It's the inscription I wrote to my tooth before I shipped it off.
Shipped it off to the tooth all of
What did they do with it? Did they throw it out?
You guys ever said that? The guy goes, sir, would you like to see the tooth? The guy goes, yeah. Looks and goes, nice to know you, sir. See you in hell.
Absolutely.
What about, like, no, like, I think the Tooth Hall of Fame is kind of funny, too. Do they have that at MUDS? Like,
they should.
This is going in this week's Tooth Hall of Fame.
They got, like, George Washington's, display. The wooden tooth of George Washington, Mr. Red's
This
teeth.
Desperate little guy was here
Jeff.
35 times in a two-year period.
First cracked by a Dorito, then this. You know,
yeah,
the history.
The timeline.
We joke. They had the history of Jeff. They read the Riot Act on Jeff to me.
Oh, that file must be 45 pages thick.
Before they yanked Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff's had a hard time here.
Did they have a priest come in and give last rites to Jeff?
As soon as it was gone,
the actual doctor who came in was like, he felt so bad. He's like, I know, man.
Followed by a salesman from Chinatown. You want a jade molar?
Jade molar?
That would be cool.
When you got it pulled, was it like instant relief though on the pain? Was it like,
No, the strange thing that happened was right before I went to MUDS.
You keep putting it your went away. On it?
I was doing a little bit of that.
Yeah.
The pain went away right before you went to MUDS?
Yeah. I had been in agony for like 25 hours and then the pain went away And I was like, all
right. It was Jeff giving up, not fighting anymore.
Yeah.
He knew it was over.
Jeff stopped. Yeah.
He's like, he was going to the electric chair.
Right. He stopped kicking, you know?
Yep.
And all of a sudden I was like, all right. And I still got to get it figured out. So I went. So that's why they go, well, what is there still a problem? I go, actually, it's chattered down, you know?
Right.
As to what it was a day ago. And they're like, okay, there's an infection in there, though. And then they took an x-ray and they showed me the infection. And the infection was way up above the root. So that's why they were like, we got to take this baby out.
Yeah.
And I was like.
Yeah, you don't want it to get to your brain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I was like, bye, Jeff. Yeah. Yeah. Like, wah, wah. And,
so, but now it feels okay, right?
It's bizarre. You know, I've never had him.
Never not had a tooth there.
Exactly. I've never not had a tooth there before. Me and my poor oral hygiene got myself in trouble again.
You gotta toughen your gums. You start eating
floss.
Start eating jerky.
If I only eaten jerky.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should play a song for Jeff.
We could do something like that.
Yeah.
Love lift us up where we belong.
What?
Lift us up where we belong.
And eagles fly.
Isn't that Cocker? I think that's Joe Cocker.
We got that?
Is that Joe Cocker and Linda Ronstadt?
Yeah, we're going to dedicate this one.
I don't know who that is.
To Jeff Houlihan.
Wow.
Eddie's, what's it called? The bicuspid.
It was my second premolar bicuspid.
Not anymore.
Man.
Now it's.
I called my wife immediately.
Now it's sitting in a dumpster in Rosemont.
I said. You make it sound so mean. Yeah, after they removed Jeff, they threw him in a biohazard bag.
They threw him in a Wendy's cup.
They threw it in a Wendy's cup.
Somebody take this out. This is disgusting.
It's in the back of a dumpster in Rosemont. Thanks.
Hey, you know what? That's all right.
It's shocking. I called my wife, and she's like, don't worry. It's going to be all right. We're going to get Jeff back.
Of course, that's what wives are for.
You know, we'll get Jeff back.
Yeah, it's Cocker up where we belong.
Roll it.
Yeah. Oh, we have it?
Oh, well, all right. Maybe I guess we'll do that and then maybe roll into a commercial break.
Do you
want
to dedicate it to Jeff?
Or do you want to save
say anything special?
Or do you want to save Cocker for the end of the show?
No, we can play it. We can play it now.
Let him have a moment here.
All right.
Because we're going to retire the bit right now. Okay. So we can play Cocker.
Do you want to say anything?
I want goodbye, Jeff. I loved you. It's tough.
Mountains in our way, but But we climb a step every day. Love lift us up where we belong, where the eagles cry on a mountain high. Love lift us up where we belong, far from the world we know, where the clear wind blows. Time goes by, no time to cry. Lies you and I a lot today. Love lift us up where we belong, where the eagles cry on a mountain high. Love lift us up where we belong, up from the wild we know, where the clear winds blow. Love lift us up where we belong, where the eagles cry on a mountain.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself no. It's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted, Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Welcome back. Hooli Suli, final stretch of the program. It's been a post-St. Paddy's Day episode, and then we've also spoken of the death of Jeff, my second premolar bicuspid that I lost this week.
Bye.
After some reveling.
Yep.
It's over. Jeff's gone. We'll move on.
That's it.
I'll be
circle of life.
You guys, pretty soon, Clay, I'm going to make this face bold to this spot.
You're going to have teeth like Gary Busey pretty soon.
That's what I told my children. I said, don't worry. Pretty soon, Daddy's going to have teeth like Gary Busey.
Yep.
Mr. Busey.
Mr. Busey.
What else happened, boys, besides that?
Nothing. Just, you know, I told you guys I dealt with some parade revelers after the parade on Saturday.
I actually marched in the Northwest Side.
Did you? Good for you.
Yeah.
Did you with Jim and Molly Amator's float that they do?
I was kind of in between two separate groups. I had my in-laws.
Oh, they have a float?
Had a trolley.
Okay, cool.
For their family, which is the O'Grady family.
Okay.
Shout out to the O'Grady's.
Yeah.
100 years in Chicago, the O'Grady's.
Cool.
And so I basically pushed a stroller in the parade and threw candy at people.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
I like that. That's a nice participating way to participate.
Yeah, it's
participating. I can't even enunciate because Jeff is gone. Yeah. I have to learn to enunciate.
Can't say participating.
No, I can't say participating.
Yay. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But it was a good time.
Yeah.
Good weather.
I relaxed on Sunday. I was tired.
Good for you.
Yeah, good. I was like, that's it. Actually took Monday off of work too. I was like,
"Ooh, you took a little vacation weekend, low key."
I was like, "Yeah,
let's
wind down." Because Friday and Saturday were like, "All right, here it is. Let's go, let's go." And then it was like, "I'm tired. Shut it down."
You're getting old.
Yeah.
Well, now we have the NCAA tournament coming up.
Nonstop b-ball.
It is nonstop b-ball. It's gonna be a lot of reveling. Tis the season, you know. And Easter comes a little late this year, so it's going to get stretched out. You know, this is going to be fun the
Any
next 30 days. Everybody's saying Duke's going to do it, you know, but
I say
I don't
no.
Know. I think
I picked Duke.
You're taking Duke?
Yeah.
I pick a no-name school.
But I picked Belmont last night in the play-in game. I like them. I could see them causing a little havoc.
I haven't even looked at the brackets
they
yet.
They beat Temple last night.
Is Loyola Chicago going to get a bid?
No.
They're out?
They did not make it this year.
Wow. Amazing.
I thought they automatically made it since they made it last year.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I just made that up.
They lost in the NIT, too. They're done. Loyola's done for the year.
Wow.
So it just shows you how the Cinderella story can, it doesn't happen, you know, it doesn't matter what year you are in school, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. I mean, it happens once in a lifetime for many people and not. It doesn't happen for any people at all.
Most and Marquette is not in it?
Marquette is in it. They're number 5 seed.
Oh!
Marquette.
Who do they play?
They had a little bit of difficulty towards the end of the regular season closing out some games, and they lost some. I don't know what they did in the Big East tourney. I think they lost to Seton Hall. They lost to Seton Hall twice in the last 5 games of the year.
Is that right?
But they're in a 5 seed. It's a tough seed because you never know. That's an easy seed to get upset at, too.
Right.
But hey, you know, I remember one year when we were at Marquette, we saw Dwayne Wade the year before they went to the Final Four. They were a 5 seed, and I think they made it to like the, you know, Elite Eight or Sweet 16. So
just got
to
make every shot you take.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah. So it'll be fun to watch. I'm excited for it. I'm also excited about baseball season here in Chicago.
Should we talk about Mikey Trout?
$420 million over 12 years.
That's a $500 million. Hit
close
a
to it.
Mm hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
That's crazy. So. That's crazy.
But the cool part is for my beloved White Sox, I liked what the move supposedly they made today. There's reports coming out. Hasn't been finalized yet, but it's all over Twitter and NBC Sports, and everyone's got it. Eloy Jimenez, the phenom outfielder for the White Sox, who has yet to play a game in the major league level. The rumors were that he wasn't going to be brought up with the club. They sent him down in the minor league level to get him some more at-bats.
Right.
And if they had waited, I believe, until after like the 20th or something, maybe a little bit later than April, they could have signed him to any contract they wanted for and had control over him over, I think it's like 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And instead, they opted to offer him $43 million over 6 years with 2 years with two additional option years where the White Sox would have club control. Looks like he took the deal. Now, if you think about it this way, Mike Trout is probably, what is he into, like his next year might have been like his sixth year in the league? Close to it? Around there, maybe?
Yeah.
So to think that a six-year player, and look at Bryce Harper, same situation, Machado, same deal. They're getting over $300 million.
They're all commanding that kind of money.
You could have been like to think that if you can get Eloy for $43 million in 8 years, that means that you get him for two additional years after a sixth year after his 6 year. If he could be asking or looking for even that $300 million, and then you could have another player on your roster that you could be also paying that kind of money to.
What makes him a phenom?
He hits the crap out of the ball. I mean, he looks like he's going to be a guy that's going to be, you know, hit 45 home runs. I don't know what kind of glove he has yet, but he's supposed to be an incredible offensive player. We'll see. All hearsay, but to lock up a guy like that for $43 million, not a dumb financial move.
That's what they said
yet.
About Steve Yount.
But a lot of people are saying you could have given, remember when the Cubs had Felix P.A.?
Yes.
And he was supposed to be their stud. Now, if the Cubs had given him $43 million, they'd be pretty darn sorry right about now. So
yeah.
It's a big risk by the White Sox. I think the way they look at it is, hey, look, they had $300 million, they thought, to offer Manny Machado, and he didn't take it. So to lock in this kid for $43 million over 8 years doesn't seem like too bad of a gamble for them right now, especially at in their rebuild state where they have a lot of young arms and a lot of other young positional players coming up. So I think a great move by them. Whether or not Abreu is going to get upset by this or, you know, some
he's
of the big money
terrified.
Guys. Well, they're going to have to pay you know, Moncada, too, if sure. he looks for it. But I think that's also what they thought. If Moncada turns into the player, because they got him in a trade from Boston, so he's going to be asking for money in 4 years anyways.
He's
got
to perform first. All these guys have to perform. All this what if, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens, you know. I didn't know that I was going to – I invested a lot of money in Jeff before he had to leave my head.
Yeah. Okay? Sports with Billy.
And he didn't perform.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, we haven't played that.
Round Ball Rock by Tesh.
John Tesh.
That'll be coming back pretty soon.
Listen, right? If you're going to be watching sports this spring, make sure you head over to Barney Callahan's Irish Pub at 10618 Southwestern. Got to do my shout-outs.
Yeah, absolutely. All Let's go.
You got to go see Mary and Bernard at Barney Callahan's for the entire NCAA tournament. It's on Western Avenue. It's a perfect Southside Irish bar to kick it and have a couple of pints, watch the ball games.
Nice.
Bring your friends, bring your family, and tell them the Hoolies sent you. All right?
Yeah.
Or if you're on the other side of town, you're in the Midway area, you can go see Mike Courtney and his wife Dawn at
the
Twisted Shamrock.
You're not on
Shamrock.
The other side of town. You're still on the south side.
You're on the south side, but you're in different hoods here.
Different neighborhoods.
All right?
Yeah.
You can go to the Twisted Shamrock at 6462 South Central Avenue in Chicago. It's the perfect Irish pub in the Midway area. All right? Alrighty. You could see Mike and Dawn and tell them that the Hoolies sent you.
Tell them Jeff sent you.
Tell them Jeff sent you. Patty's bicuspid Jeff sent us to have a drink with you.
Yeah.
You know who's seen a lot of dead teeth before on the floor?
Who's that?
Mike Joyce at the Celtic Boxing Club.
Oh, yeah. He sure has.
You know?
Yeah. He's seen a lot of toothless people.
They sure has. Boxing is an acceptable sport to be in where you have no teeth. Same with hockey.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Like, I got no teeth? Play hockey. People
it seems
don't care.
To be more frequent in hockey.
Yep.
If I lose any more teeth, I'm going to tell people I played hockey.
Yeah.
What happened
to
your teeth?
Play
hockey. I got a piece. I got a bridge that goes in there.
I used to play for the Canadians.
Mm-hmm. I used to play for the LeBlanc Blue Canadians.
Yeah.
Anyway, I haven't had a cigarette. You can't have a beer or anything for, you know.
Have a Twizzler.
No, I can't eat anything. That's the worst part about it.
Have some applesauce.
I actually have had some applesauce.
Applesauce is delicious.
Yeah, but they're like you can't. Don't want to get a dry socket. Have you seen that?
I have not seen that.
Do you know what a dry socket is? Supposedly
sounds like
most,
trouble.
It's supposedly the most painful thing.
Yeah. Stick some cotton up there and be quiet.
Yeah.
That's probably what they do. Your tooth is gone, you know? Like, ain't nothing we can do now but stick some cotton up there and tell it to be quiet.
Did you put gauze? You're supposed to have gauze in there, sir.
Yeah, you are.
All right.
But yeah.
I got a gauze guy. I'll tell
if you, you got a gauze guy,
I'll have him call you.
Anyway, make sure if you're looking to, you know, get in boxing shape, go over to the Celtic Boxing
Club.
And see Pickle Joyce. It's at 3012 West 111th Street, or you can call them at 773-779-7266.
Yep.
We are at the end of the program.
That's it.
What a goofy episode.
We didn't even get into like the shenanigans from the parade. We didn't get to the blotter or anything like that.
We didn't. One
wants to hear about that. Read the police blotter.
Yeah, some people do.
We'll read the police blotter next week.
Hey, next week we'll do the police blotter for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, this show is presented to you by Hibernian Transmedia. You can find archived episodes at the Hooli's Early Radio Hour if you go to hibernianradio.org.
Yep.
Or you can find us on iTunes if you just search for the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Show's presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal and the Mike greatest. Hegarty, Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oak Lawn.
Okay.
Go get yourself a new whip this spring.
Yeah, it's time.
See you next week.
Bye.